Hi guys, welcome to the Governor Lee Experience Podcast, where we talk about issues people would not want to talk about, hidden secrets people will kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. I remain your host, Governor Lee, and guess what today is? Today is a good day. Just before we get into this episode proper, I'll be sharing a little bit of background on my year so far, that is 2022, and of course, if it will interest you, yes, of course it should. If you are listening to this podcast today on the release date, November 4th, 2022, then it is my birthday. You can decide to say me a word of prayer and of course the birthday wish silently, or you can just send me a message, say hi Govli, happy birthday to you. Right, so a lot of things has happened this year, right? A lot of things has happened this year, and yes, I don't actually know where to start from. Yeah, but I think I should start from this time last year. I should do a run back to November last year. So this time last year, I think what I was doing is I recently started my real estate firm with Dayo. Right, so it was a bit of trial and error for us, because we recently, you know, just started the business, like I said, and we're trying to understand the market, understand value proposition to the clients that we want to serve. And yes, in between that, you know, starting a new business is actually very risky, and the fact that you're putting in time and effort and of course resources into a venture, you are not so sure, or you do not necessarily know if it will succeed or not. Yeah, but then that's what we do now. That's what everybody does. We are all risk takers, and without risk you definitely not be getting reward. Right, so I think this was what I was doing this time last year, and I was just getting into real estate. And yes, moving forward into December, I missed my real estate jama. Yeah, let's call it that, jama. Yeah, I got an internship to join a Big Four, Nigeria Multi Loss Abroad. So I got an internship to join a Big Four. I think it was the first week in December. And yes, I joined the firm, and it was a totally different field from what I was doing. Maybe not so totally different, but then it wasn't something I would imagine I would be doing. Yeah, so I was doing risk management, and yes, that was December. So fast forwarded into January, and nothing really happened. It was just a normal everyday hustle, everyday struggle, you know, trying to make ends meet, living your life, you know, be there for the people around you, and yes, I think that was it. That was basically what happened in January. And yes, I met this fine girl in December. Yeah, shout out to the fine girl. I met her in December, one of those shenanigans party that we attended, you know, dirty December. Yes, so I met this fine girl in December, and fast forward into say January, February. Yeah, I think yeah, February. Started going out, and yes, we are still together, and it's been a beautiful ride, a beautiful journey. So far, so good. And I am very happy, and I'm very delighted to share the past 10 months with her, and it's been very beautiful, honestly. Right, so enough about the fine girl. So February, March, April, May was tough. When I say tough, T-O-U-G-H, I saw shaggy. My eyes saw shaggy, because I feel like this year alone for me was or should I say has been, yes, this year for me, or let me just say, from February up until say May, I saw Shege, in the sense that it was a lot of hustles, it was a lot of things to do. As at that time, school was still in session, of course, before the strike. And after the strike, I decided to focus full time on my work and also my also, yes, prioritizing my personal also, or should I say also's, right? So real estate was for me, I wasn't doing so well in this period, from January up until June, I wasn't doing so well. As a firm, we did not close a single deal. And it would interest you to note that yes, it was very tough, and for you to, you know, be consistent about the business, and for six good months you guys did not make one naira. Instead, you guys spent your money from the little other businesses that you run. Yeah, you get, and then for the fact that you are self-sufficient, and you know, when you live in this part of the world, in Nigeria, in Lagos, and you tend to, you know, be the sole provider for yourself, and you come from a space where you have junior ones that look up to you and stuff like that. Yeah, you get, so responsibilities were there, and at the same time, I wanted to build a business. Right, so it was really, really tough, and yes, in between this, I think I applied for the P&G CEO challenge. I came first in Nigeria. I and my team represented Nigeria in the regionals. We lost in the regionals, but then yes, it was a nice experience. I got the opportunity to work with few folks. So that's Barakat and a friend. So fast forward into June, I think it was a turning point for Itala in particular, right? So we started seeing the results of the work we put in, literally from November last year up until June. So that's roughly 8 months, right? So it was very, very crazy. It was very, very crazy, and I don't think I would have been able to, you know, work out all of these moments without my amazing partner. So shout out to Dayo for being an amazing partner. And yes, so from June up until this moment, it's been a roller coaster as well. So there's been a lot of ups and downs. And yes, there's been intense progress. When I say progress, I've made mad progress. And yes, what am I grateful for? I think first and foremost, I'm grateful that ASUU called off the strike. Look at me, I'm 25. When am I going to finish school? You get, and there's this popular video I see online, and anytime I see that video, I laugh at myself. And then in the video, there's a guy saying, "As we are talking more, yeah, you can lose school. She school of alone. You get that kind of feeling." When I look at that video, I just reflect that this guy is literally talking to me, because I've been going to school since forever. Should I say, I've been in the educational system since forever, right? So that's a brief background about my year. And is there anything interesting I missed out? I don't think so. But or even if I remember during the, or if I need to reference any of the things during the course of the episode, of course, I would mention it all. Now let's get into this episode proper. Right. So I don't have a lot of things to say today, but I know everything I'll be talking about today is, or should I say, will definitely be centered around time usage, using your time well, and how we spend our time, as young adults, and the consequences of everything we do, and of course what to expect, right? So before we proceed, I would like to do a bit of disclaimer. By disclaimer, let me apologize up front for me if I will be saying anything that will most definitely hurt your feelings, because I plan to do that. Right, I am not recording this episode, you know, to crack jokes or to make you feel comfortable, right? So I derive pleasure in making you feel uncomfortable by putting the right information in your face and letting you know that you are doing what's wrong and you should start doing what's right. And if that makes you feel uncomfortable, I think that's the highlight of this podcast for me. I mean, podcast episode. Right, so remember that in this episode, or should I say, in the Governor Lee's Experience podcast, we talk about issues that people would not necessarily talk about, secrets that people kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. Right, so brace up, and we are getting started shortly. So far this year, I have met a couple of people. I've had hundreds of conversations with friends. I've met new people, and in all of these conversations, I mean, when I have this conversation with people, you know, I'm always very keen on, oh, what's up now? What are you doing now? What's up with you? What are you doing? What's up with your business? How are you getting that big deal? What's up? That exam you said you were going to take, how far with it now? Because these are the kind of questions I normally ask my friends and people around me when we talk. Because I'm always very interested in personal growth, and I always want to, you know, pitch in one or two, or try to help in any way I can. Right, and I've had hundreds of this conversation this year, and most times when I talk to these people, right, most people tell me, oh, I have been finding it very hard to study, and I don't know how to help myself. Each time I try to study, I just can't, right? And then that's for someone that wants to probably write an exam or pass a course in school or something in that manner, right? And then I'll meet some other folks or some of my friends or some people, and then they'll tell me, oh, I want to be rich in this life. I want to have money. I want to do stuff. I want to be able to, you know, take care of my family, take care of my parents. I want to be there for my loved ones and stuff like that. Yes, these people are very motivated, and that's what all of them have in common. Right? In fact, you meet other people that say, oh, this is the way my business is doing, but I wish my business can do better. I want to do this well. I want to, you know, increase my customer base. I want to rake in more money. I want to grow this business. I want this business to look like this, or should I say, some of them will say, oh, I have this role model in this business, this level of this person's business. I want to grow as much as this person has grown and even surpass this person. And, you know, conversations are centered in that manner. And you know what these people have in common? They are very motivated, or should I say, they are highly motivated, and they seem to have an idea of all of the things that they want to do, or all of the things that they want to get done. They seem to have an idea of all of the things, and then they seem to, you know, have that future concept. They seem to have that outlook of what they want to be, say in 3, 4, 5 years. Some people 3, 6 months. Yes, they already have the outlook. They want to, you know, live that big life. Everybody of course wants to live that big life, but for some people they are very, very motivated to go out and do their stuff and get what they want to get, or should I say, get to where they want to get to. And for this set of people, I like to talk to them, I like to engage them, because they sort of inspire me to also want to get into their level, or should I say, they also help me, you know, have a better outlook, or help me discover new outlooks, or should I say, help me discover better approaches, or should I say, more approaches towards enjoying or living a more rewarding life. Oh my God.
recall that I said that this set of people have one thing in common, and they are highly motivated, and then they seem to have an outlook of what they want to do, right? But that's not the only thing they have in common, right? This set of people, one thing they also have in common is they do not act on their goals, right? So what do I mean by not acting on your goals? It's a different thing for you to say, oh, I want to pass my exams, and it's another thing entirely to actually study hard for your exams so that you can pass your exams and enjoy the reward you have set out for yourself, right? So now that's two different things. One person says they want to pass their exams, and the other person says they want to pass their exams and actually goes ahead to, you know, study for their exams and do what it takes to pass their exam and eventually pass their exam, right? So there's two different people, right? So I would call the first people the people that are motivated. So these guys are motivated, and I'll call the second set of people the ones that will go all out to do their stuff, right? So as people, right, or should I say as young adults, when we set goals for ourselves, a majority, or should I say a very big majority of us, tend to push all of our goals in the drain, tend to sweep it up. I mean, for example, you want to pass your exams and you have told yourself, yes, I want to pass with in flying colors, just like I said, and you don't wait for exams. Are you deceiving yourself or what? You get, or for example, you are a business person, you run a business, you want to grow that small business into a very big business in say 2-3 years, and you don't do what people that actually want to grow businesses do, right? I know a lot of us might have, or should I say might be faced with so many obstacles, right? But a majority part of us do not have a can-do attitude, or should I say majority part of us hide behind the guise of uncertainty or fear, and we allow these feelings get a better of us, or should I say get the best of us, and ultimately we throw our plans in the drain and we sort of do not get to where we want to get to at the time in which we say we want to get to these destinations, or should I say it's these milestones. And That shouldn't be the case at all. That should not be the case. As much as you are motivated, you should also be willing to put in the work. You should also be willing to, you know, do what it takes to actually get to where you want to get to, right? And a lot of us, I believe one thing that these people also have in common, or should I say one thing a bigger majority of these people have in common is they are not disciplined with their goals, right? So I will give you an example. So I have a friend that does a normal 9-to-5 job, and this person also runs a business on the side, right? The person runs their businesses, it's an online business, and it's a very easy business to combine with what the person currently do 9-to-5. And for this person, I've had conversations with this person, and over the past couple of months, you know, we would have conversations around, oh, my boss is asking me to do this, I don't think I've done this before, but he says I must get in this report at this so time, and how do you think I can do it, and so okay, do like this, and then that's it. And then the person comes back, oh, ah, I even went above and beyond to get this done, and then my boss was super happy and everybody was happy, and yes, I got it done, right? And this same person has a similar issue for a business. Or for example, she needs to get product supplies for a business during the weekend, for customer orders that will most likely come during the week, so that she can ship them out as she goes by a weekly routine, right? So, and then this person wakes up on a Saturday morning and she's like, oh, see, well, I cannot kill myself, oh, I'm tired. Monday to Friday, I'm very, very tired. I cannot kill myself. I want to rest. I want to sleep. I want to watch Netflix and all. And this person goes ahead to do all of these things. And then a new week dawns on her. And then she starts getting requests for products. And then she's like, oh, 5k or more, and I wish I had gone to the market to get the supplies during the weekend, and I wasn't really doing much in the weekend, and those things I was even doing were not too important, you know, by watching Netflix and chilling and, you know, hanging out with my friends, you know. And so when these people talk about these experiences, they tend to be filled with regrets, and then they're like, oh, I wish I'd done things better. And in mind, I'm like, weren't you the ones that make your decisions yourself? Or didn't you with your chest, with your full chest, make those decisions? Or were you just being lazy? Or were you just trying to give yourself an excuse to be lazy? Right? Or why are you not actually disciplined with your own business? Right? When in actual fact, I know that if you are saddled with a much bigger responsibility at work, you would give times two of the energy. But when it comes to things of your own, when it comes to things that would measure your personal growth, when it comes to things that matters to your future, when it comes to things that will set you up for success, when it comes to things that can make or mar your life, you take it with levity and you are not disciplined with it. For example, you tell yourself, I am gaining so much weight, I think I want to start losing weight, I think I want to, you know, start eating well, I think I want to, you know, I think I want to start doing things better and live a more healthy life. But you wake up in the morning and decide not to exercise. You eat chunks. I mean, you literally wake up, take your money, buy chunks to eat. Right, and then at the end of the week, you check your weight on the scale, and you'll be like, I've gained 1 kg. What am I doing wrong? And then maybe decide that, I want to, you know, go back to, or I want to do this routine for a week, or I want to, you know, do this for the next 3 months, and then you do it for 2 days, you'll be like, I'm tired, I cannot do it, or I cannot. But then when your boss says, come to the office 7:30 this morning. Come to the office 7:30 this morning because we have a project we need to do and everything. You are the first person to get the work because you don't want your boss to shout at you, or you don't want your boss to be mad at you, because you guys need to work towards the goal of the office, right? And you don't want to be the one defaulting. But when it comes to your personal things, when it comes to things that matter to you, things that can change your life, you basically would relax and then watch everything go deep into the sea for you, for yourself. Right, so what kind of person do you think that makes you be? Because I feel like that is hypocrisy, that is witchcraft, and that is personal disaster. Right, it means watching your rocket go deep dive into the Pacific Ocean and sit down, relax, and not do anything about it. Now let's do another case study. Right, so because of the nature of my engagement at Semiwriters, I have the opportunity to, you know, engage with young and recent graduates and even people looking for a job. And I will tell you for a fact that 4 out of 5 of these folks, most of them, after a conversation, I would usually feel sorry for them. Why? Because I feel like they are joking around with a lot of things that they could have done better, and most of the time they are always looking for, say, the quick fix. They're always looking for the icing on the cake, when in fact you don't even deserve a bite of the cone. I'm telling you this for a fact. Right, so you will see a typical graduate come to you and say, I'm looking for a job, I need to get a CV done and stuff. And I ask you, you need to get a job, right? So what kind of job are you looking for? And you tell me, I just want to get a job, I want to get anything. And most of the time, these people will tell you, I cannot do any other job. If they cannot pay me 100k, I cannot do, I cannot pay me 150k, I cannot do. And I look at you like this, that what do you think you can bring to the table in my firm or when I employ you to deserve the pay of 100k? Right, I know in this economy 100k for some people it's a lot, but then looking at it economically, if you definitely want to be on your own. 100k, you struggle, right? But when you look at these things carefully and in-depthly, you realize that these people demanding so much quality of life are not even giving 2% of the effort they need to give to deserve the quality of life that their reactions demand. And it's the truth, right? So you can't tell me you want to be a badass footballer like Ronaldo and not be willing to put in the work that he does, and not be willing to go to training, and not be willing to, you know, work out and do all of this. It is practically impossible for you to get to the level this guy has gotten to. And it's the honest truth. So back to my case study, right? So you tell me you want this job, and I ask you, okay, what have you done before? Or should I say the most basic of all? So what was your grade in school? So this same person didn't give so much effort into their studies in school. I mean, they were literally playing around, but maybe for some people, luck may not be on their side in some certain courses, right? But for me, I usually refuse to believe that's what happens most of the time, right? But I sort of keep my reservations to myself, because when you have this conversation with these guys, if you're not very sensitive, you on your own end, you might lose a client, right? And there's a balance, there should be a balance between having to advise somebody and losing a client, right? And most of the time, I would normally think that if I lose a client, I'm not going to lose a client, but I feel like there's always a way to, you know, balance your opinions about them and you know, service delivery. Right, so moving forward, so the most basic of all, like I said, is passing with good grades. So you come across someone that didn't do so well in school, didn't finish with, say, a reputable grade, and you ask them, okay, what have you done? What did you do in school? Were you part of any? Were you able to, you know, do stuff that could help you get the job that you want, or the job that you think would pay what you want? And they'll tell you, no, I did not do anything. Okay, what skills do you have? What can you do? And then they'll tell you, I can use computer. So what can you do on the computer? I can type, do you know Excel? I'm just learning. Right, and this sort of person will tell you that they are demanding, they don't want to do an anyhow job. Right, it's very simple. You have treated yourself and your career anyhow, so you will see nonsense, you will see shege. It's very, very simple. Even those that are putting in their best are seeing shege. What talk more of you that you are doing little to nothing? You will see shege promax in this. And then for the fact that things are even a bit difficult in the economy, and gone are the days where you see firms willing to, you know, employ people and then put them or subject them to training and for a period of time, right? But right now, for the companies or the firms out there, they want to employ ready-made people. They want to employ people that they don't even need to, you know, teach so many things. They just want to employ you and then expect you to, you know, have a certain level of skill set, or if not, you know, show that you have that enthusiasm and you are willing to learn, right? So you cannot tell me you are willing to learn if of all the 4 years you spent in school, of all the 1 year you spent in NYSC, of all the extra months you spent at home, you did not pick up a skill that can help you, you know, perform on the job. And the most basic of all of these skills, you know, very good computer skills. We are in the world of technology, and then everything is at your fingertips. And I will tell you for a fact that it is what you spend your time on that you become good at. You know, and I think most of you guys will pass for social media influencers and social media managers than you do as an accountant, right? Because of course that's what you spend your time doing, right? And then you will tell me you're looking for an accounting job, you're looking for a management job, you're looking, you finish school, you did physiotherapy, or you finish school, you did something, say a medical related or arts related, and you can't even write a script, right? So it is that simple. You do anyhow, you definitely see anyhow. That's it. And like I said, what you do with your time translates to who you are. It translates to the output you get. It translates to the results you get. And it is that simple. Very, very simple. Let me run you through another case study. And I would also like to prove to you that as long as you have set your goals, as long as you're motivated to achieve something in the nearest future, everything has definitely become a game of numbers, right? So I'll give you one or two examples quickly, right? So recall that I said that we would have some folks that would tell you, oh, I want to pass my exam, this is a new semester, I'm doing 7 courses, I want to, you know, at least have say 5 A's and worst case scenarios 2 B's, right? And you have 3-4 months to prepare for your exams, right? And in all of your 7 courses, you have say 5 topics each to treat, right, in per course. So that means in total you have say 5 times 7, that's 35 courses to treat in total, and you have 4 weeks to prepare for your exams, right? So the mistake that most people do is they don't start effectively preparing for their exams up until say 1 or 2 weeks before the exams, right? So that's the mistake most people make, and they spend all of their time doing other things that do not necessarily help them or should I say contribute to these goals, right? Because when you look at it, in 5 years, right, your grades will matter to you, right? But at the end of the year, that party that you sacrificed that class for did not matter to you. Except we are going there to network to say achieve bigger things, right? Or you are going there for a transaction, right? Anything would be a transaction, but as long as you are profiting from it and it's not just mere pleasure, right? It wouldn't matter for you, right? And if you look at it very, very well, right, you have 35 courses and then you have 4 months, right? So if you decide to do say master for example, if you decide to do say 10 of these points per month, we decide to pick it for the 7 courses, decide to do say 2 topics out of all of these things per week, right? You would realize that at the end of the semester, when exam actually comes knocking, there wouldn't be so much left for you to do, and you would not be under so much pressure because you spent a reasonable amount of time preparing yourself for the exams. And worst case scenario, you are pointed towards better grades, right? So that's a very quick example. But then a lot of students would not go this path. A lot of students will go the path of, oh, when exam comes, I'll start preparing for my exams. And the mistake you make is in the future you are filled with so much uncertainty, and you cannot necessarily predict what will happen in the future, right? What if 2 weeks before your exam you fall sick? What if 2 weeks before your exam your boyfriend breaks up with you and then he sends you into emotional disaster and you affect preparation for your exam? I'm just kidding, by the way. But then what if something past that preparation? You are taking too much of a risk, and if you are prepared to take that level of risk, right, chances that you are going to get your required grade becomes slimmer and slimmer, and that's the fact. right? You can't compare someone that has been preparing from the beginning of the semester for an exam to someone that will prepare for the exam in 2 weeks. You can't skip the process, and that's the truth. I would give you another case study. For example, as a business person, you sell bags, right? You sell bags, and then on every bag you make, on every bag you make say 2,000 naira, right? Profit, 2,000 naira profit on every bag, right? And you are telling yourself, you are seeing so many bag vendors online. These guys are traveling to places. These guys are going to Maldives. These guys are doing vacays. And well, you don't know what they are doing, though. But then you want to live that lifestyle, right? Something flashed through my mind, but let me just keep my mouth shut. So I don't say something that will make you come and slap me in my house, right? So, back to what I was talking about, you are doing business, you make 2k on every bag that you sell, right? And then you are looking forward to building that business into a multi-million naira business. You want to start making millions. It's a game of numbers. Just like I said, the school thing, the exam thing, is also a game of numbers. It requires proper planning, a goal that you are motivated about. Without a plan, can be equated to nothing, because of course nothing will happen at the end of the year if you do not do anything towards it, right? So like I said, it is always a game of numbers. You want to make your first 1 million naira. You want to make 1 million naira, or should I say, you want to look at January to December. This is January 1st, and you want to say, okay, by the end of December 2022, I want to look at my records and tell myself, okay, I have made 1 million naira in revenue for my business, or should I say in profit for my business, right? So start to say, look at it in this way: how many bags do I need to sell to make 1 million naira? So it's 1 million naira divided by 2k, right? So you probably need to sell 500 bags, right? So now I have realized that you need to sell 500 bags to be able to make 1 million naira in profit in 2022. Now, how do I sell 500 bags? How many people do I know? How many contacts do I know? Right? How many people are my regular customers? Do I sell online? Do I need to increase my audience? Do my current audience, will they guarantee me the sales of that 500 bags? How many bags do I need to sell a month to achieve 500 bags sales? If I do 50 bags a month, will I achieve 500 bags? Right? Or, okay, I've decided that, okay, yes, I want to be doing 50 bags a month. What do I need to do to sell 50 bags this month? How many people do I need to stock to? How many products do I need to put up? How many events do I need to go to network with people? How many clients are required to get that sales? For example, if you are the kind of person that you talk to 10 people before you get one sale, the mathematics is simple. You need to talk to 100 for you to get 10 sales. It's a game of numbers, right? You need to do something for a particular amount of hours for you to get a particular result. It's January, February, and then you're a big girl, you're a big boy, you're planning for summer, you want to travel out, you want to get that summer body, right? You don't start working out 2 weeks before your vacay and expect that you are a perfect shape. It doesn't work that way. You need to work out every day, at least maybe say 2-3 months to your vacay for you to even have that body of your dreams. And it even depends on the metabolism of your current body. But if you have done too much damage to your body, then you probably spend a very plenty amount of time, right? So if you realize, I've been talking so much about what you do with your time and how what you do with your time translates into the results you get, and I feel very sorry, or I feel very bad when a lot of young folks waste time, and then all in the name of you
they want to, you know, they want to vibe, they want to enjoy the moment, they want to enjoy you know, their life. They put their future enjoyment in jeopardy. And so would you prefer to, you know, enjoy your small chicken change now and, you know, jeopardize millions you could make? Or would you rather put in all your effort into this craft today or do it for the next 1 year and enjoy the result this effort will bring you years down the line? Right? So it's a game of sacrifices. You either work for the things you want right now and relax, or relax now and work in the future. Right? So it's two different things. Right? But then I feel like a reasonable person would most likely go for the first time, you know, work now, enjoy in the future. Right? And most of the time, it is much more complex than this. If you look at it very well, I know I may not be very my approaches or my illustrations may not be tailored to everybody's what's it called, may not be tailored to everybody's problems. Yeah, you get. But one thing I'd like to say is this: as long as you follow these principles, you have goals, as long as you plan for your goals, as long as you know, lay down a reasonable plan, and then you follow this plan reasonably, and then you follow them diligently. Right? So the only limitation to achieving those goals becomes yourself. Right? And then recall that I talked about discipline. Right? And discipline on my own end is subjective, because I believe that everybody can be disciplined. They just need the correct drive to be disciplined. If you know that your lifestyle, if you know that your phone, that iPhone 14 Pro Max you want to buy, depends on the salary you get at work. If your boss tells you to come to the office by 6:30 or get to the office by 6:30 a.m. in the morning, you wake up at 4:30, leave your house as early as 5:30 to get to work at 6:30, you will do it. But when it comes to waking up at 6:30 to go to the gym to get the shape you want, you will not do it. You will decide to, you know, take an extra 5 minutes of sleep. That would ultimately translate into, say, 1 hour. When it comes to, you know, you smashing your goals, when it comes to you taking your business serious, when it comes to you posting on Instagram every day, posting your products, putting your business in the face of people every day, you become lazy at creating content. Right? You can do anything to you know, hang out with your friends, but when it comes to things that relate to you, when it comes to things that matters to you, to your life, you become very lenient with it, and that's lack of discipline. Right? Or maybe you are not driven enough. But to be driven, right, you need to be motivated enough. But then I don't know, maybe most of you, maybe poverty does not motivate you, maybe because a lot of us do not think of the consequences of the things that we do now, right? It's a lot. I could go on and on. But I feel like I've said a lot, and it all boils down to what you do with your time, right? On my own end, I'm not a perfect person. There are times I fall short of the goals I set for myself. There are times I am also lazy. But if you are lazy 9 out of 10 of every time you try to make an effort, there's a problem. If you are lazy once in a while, yeah, then you can pass. But if you are lazy almost every time, then there's a problem with you. There's a problem with your mentality. There's a problem with how you intend to achieve your goals. And going into the future, if you do not change, you realize that your friends who have made a considerable amount of progress would leave you behind. You realize that your friends who do not see you, you know, putting in as much effort as they are, would, I mean, the friends that you think you guys are ruling together right now, they will sort of not be motivated to keep you by their side, because of course you have nothing to offer them, right? And then it is as simple as that. It is as simple as that. And the things you envision for yourself, the things you envision for your future, the things you say you would be smashing, the things you say you'd be getting, your family that you want to take care of, ultimately, you will not be able to take care of them. Or should I say, you start pushing the date in which you think you have the capacity to take care of your loved ones, or the things that you self-proclaim that motivate you. Right, so that's it, and it's that simple. And I will tell you for a fact that life goes on, whether you decide to change or not, whether you decide to listen to me or not, whether you decide to work on your goals as much as you are motivated to set these goals for yourself. The difference between who you are right now and who you want to become, or where you are right now and where you want to get to, is the level of effort you put into your craft. So let's get it done. So if you listen to the end of this podcast episode, I hope I haven't smashed too much of your tables, but I know for sure that you would realize, or you would reason with me, that I'm very concerned about your growth, and I'm very concerned about you smashing those goals as well. Right, so once again, it's my birthday and I'm super excited. I don't know, it's very unusual for me to be excited on my birthdays, but I'm super excited for this year. I mean, for the fact that I'm clocking 25 and damn, I'm growing old. But that's it, and yes, I'll see you guys on the other side. Hopefully I can be consistent with recording episode of my podcast. Hopefully I can be consistent, and yes, yeah, you know, combining all of these things can be a bit difficult, but hopefully I hope I can be more consistent with my podcast episodes, and yes, I'll see you guys on the other side. Yeah, I'll see you guys on the other side. So enjoy yourself, relax, and enjoy the dose of music that I'll be playing right now. It's definitely my own song of the moment, so enjoy. Cheers.
Jiggy, no. Oh no.
Bata.
Ulama, I dey on my tento. Now don't tell you tired, make we dey like a straku. Oh, and we go back to the time when this love in Sheshe Bere. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Can't lie, you put me in the mood, and I know you want that too. And I carry shoulder down for you, draw all my be me qua. I don't make my spine loose.
I don't make my spine loose.
I don't carry shoulder down for you, draw all my be me qua.
Mama,
I know you know easy to understand me. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Girl, like you put me in the mood, and I know you want that too. And I carry shoulder down for you, draw all my be me qua. I don't make my spine loose. I don't carry shoulder down for you, draw all my be me qua.
One more.